Hi, I'm Colette Osborne. I'm here today from Salons United. I'm joined by the amazing Chris Guy, Legal 500, no less. That's worked for our industry for over 6 years, fighting insurers and everybody else. But I want to talk to you today, Chris, about something in particular, something we've been getting a lot of questions on recently, which is about leases and about, you know, what landlords can and can't do. What happens if you have to renew your lease? What happens if you're selling your business? What happens if the landlord wants to put your lease up?
So common a question we get asked most days. As you know, we really work hard for your industry, and we act for thousands of clients in the hair and beauty sector, and we've been helping them for years and years fighting against their insurers as a result of COVID. And then we've realized that we've built up such a rapport with them that they want to know about their commercial property aspects of things. So our other department get in touch and have helped so many people out, from, as you say, lease renewals, rent reviews, assignments, buying and selling their property as well, dilapidations, repairs, you name it, alterations. We our commercial property department get involved with those and hold your hand every step of the way, because it can be really, really daunting. Especially when you're dealing with big landlords as well. They can be big landlords, but then they can be also landlords that cut corners and just do it on the back of a fag packet. And then when they instruct solicitors, you're left in a really vulnerable position. So it's all about doing it right, because at the end of the day, your premises is the key to your trade. That's where your clients know you. That's where you've got your advertising, your boards, your footfall. You know, that's you. It's a big part of your business.
Home, isn't it? Will.
Yeah. So you've got to get it right. And it's expensive as well, isn't it? You know, at the end of the day. So
it's
you've
expensive
got to...
not to get it right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. And one of the most common questions we get asked, Chris, because some of the things that have happened, especially since, like, you know, I hate to say the word COVID, but especially since then, when people accrue rent arrears, you know, some people have still got that legacy, and it's almost given landlords a kind of, you know, a stick in which to beat them with somewhat. Yeah. So, I mean, what I know that we get a lot of questions on this, but what would you say your top areas that people, you know, need your help for on landlords?
I think rent reviews are always a good thing. In fact, just to be honest, the first stop would be, what do you even know what your lease says? Do you understand it? Because not many people do. They just signed it in haste when they needed to get in that shop or salon as soon as they could, and would sign anything without reading it. So a lot of people don't understand what the consequences are. So I think, firstly, understanding it is a really important thing, and then you can decide where you go next. Understanding rent reviews as well and how they operate, that's really important, because if your landlord has been breaching their side of the deal, you might have that as leverage in your rent review to negotiate a better deal. We also see a lot of repairs and dilapidations where the landlord's coming after you for issues. And what does that mean ultimately? That's money. So, we've had a lot of fights over that and protected a lot of people in that situation.
I mean, yeah, and the first thing is, really, anybody out there that's about to enter a lease or go in to open a salon, don't enter a lease without it getting checked by these guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to be clauses in there. So I've got in my lease, for instance, I've got a sublet clause, Chris.
Yeah.
So obviously we've got all the clauses in, as you know, we've got, you know, tenants, you know, nothing can go ahead without approval of the tenant as well. So just the things that, you know, invest in that time now to make sure that it's covered by legal experts, to make sure that in the future it doesn't kind of, you know, cause you an issue. Because one thing I have found is salons that are obviously subletting, and then the landlord finds out and thinks, well, actually, I don't need you in there. The landlord has to take you out.
We've had so many people with the small print miss things, you know, full repairing obligations, restrictive covenants and personal guarantees that expose your personal assets. It's an absolute minefield, you know, break clauses and the likes.
It's like buying a house, isn't it, Chris? You wouldn't buy a house by seeing somebody to sign your exchange documents after a lawyer. It's no different, is it, really? If anything, it's probably exposing you even more.
Exactly. I was about to say it is. Yeah.
So anybody who's got a lease, Chris, so first let's deal with this. Somebody, I'm a salon owner, I'm going to enter a lease. What do I do? Contact you to get you to review.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And get you to negotiate that lease, because otherwise you're going to get one of these all-encompassing kind of, you know, ones that just basically tie your backside into something that you didn't even know about.
Look, your landlord or whoever will be using professional advisors. It should be a quality of arms.
Yeah, it should do, definitely. So then we've got people who've got current leases. You can look at them to see where any exposures are, and obviously that can that be renegotiated then, Chris?
Absolutely. Anything can be with the consent of both parties. So
that's good. And then if you're obviously exiting a lease, same thing, or you're selling the business on. So anything to do with leases, you can obviously email Lucy at rlksolicitors.com or raise a ticket on SOU for the members. We will be doing more stuff on this on there, and we have got a guide coming up, especially written by Chris and his team on this, so that can help you to, let's say, avoid any pitfalls. Let's make sure that, you know, you can at least make sure the roof over your head is a safe one for you as well. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time, Chris. As always, amazing.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.